You're listening to a program of secret music, recordings, and an interview with Musica Secreta, a group which performs 16th century music. We'll continue with the interview. I'd like you to tell us why we should listen to these men composers on a program for women composers.
Simply because during the 16th century and earlier, and even into the 17th century, the composer, as we understand the composer now, was not of the same kind of prime importance as we imagine. The input from performers was very powerful. In fact, in many ways, a lot more like commercial, more commercial popular music now, where you can hear, the Beatles perform their music in a certain way, other people perform it totally differently, and you can always tell. And I think in the same way, 16th century, the performer added so much. The notation was just not everything. The way it was written down, the way we look at the scores as they've come down to us, is only half the story.
And these women changed. Were these people writing for women? How did women come into it?
They were writing specifically for these women performers. And the way that the women performers changed their music then changed the way that they subsequently composed. And it really led towards a development of opera.
Was there an actual dialogue between the musicians and the performers and the composers?
Undoubtedly, if you can imagine this ensemble, we tend to think of concerts, musicians working in concerts, classical musicians working in concerts, and the music that we hear today, we perform in concerts and we hear in concerts. These women were performing in a situation much more analogous to, say, a restaurant group or a background band, and doing after dinner cabaret. Mm-hmm. They had to perform for 4 or 5 hours a night. So they were taking compositions, they were shaping compositions, and we have no idea how long some of the pieces that we know they sang actually existed before they were published. We know that some of them had been in their repertoire for 4 or 5 years before they actually were published. So there was ample time for those pieces to change before they actually got down on paper. And one of the most startling things that one realizes when you start performing these pieces is that these are probably the very first pieces that are written for specific performers and not just any voices out there. These women, they were trained voices, but they also sang together for possibly 8, 9, maybe 10 hours a day, because they would rehearse in the morning and then sing at night. And when a composer composed for them, he had that sound in his head, and the pieces were written specifically for these three very distinct, extremely flexible and virtuosic voices. When someone asks me, what did this sound like? What did it sound like? Who hasn't heard the music before? I say to them, try and imagine Whitney Houston and Celine Dion and Mariah Carey all giving it one on the same song at the same time in a room not much bigger than, say, your kitchen. And you can imagine the virtuosity and this amazing, almost ferment of sound, and the timbre of the voices filling the room. And that's what we really did try to bring out.
And we know about this sound and this kind of charisma because of people who wrote about it?
Yes, that's right. Although he was very jealous of his singers, and he only allowed three or four people in to listen to his group at a particular time, they operated as almost a reflection of his dynasty and of his
glory.
Yes, that's a good word. And so he would bring in ambassadors and visiting princes and people that he would like to impress, or specifically with ambassadors. We have a lot of records of the ambassadors writing back to their princes, saying, Alfonso, they allowed me to hear his Musica Secreta last night, and they sang with such suavity and such beauty, and the women were so graceful, and they played their instruments in such a beguiling fashion. And actually, the word got out very quickly, and you find over the course of, say, 5 or 6 years, that little copycat musica secreta, tribute bands, start forming at other Italian courts, and even as far as Germany, they begin to cultivate the sound of the female singer.
Yeah, why didn't he have male singers too?
Alfonso was, it was actually quite a complicated political situation for him. He was the very last Duke of Ferrara, and he knew that if he had no sons, the duchy would revert to the Papal States. And he had three wives. He had no sons. He had no children at all. And he began to surround himself with luxury and make his court the most brilliant. He went out with a bang. And the sound that you're cultivating these female voices was probably one of the most dangerous and outrageous and spectacular things that he could
too.
Do. Very decadent. And he left.
So obviously, he was obsessed with that sound. He just adored. And it is actually a very infectious sound, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
One thing, actually, that is only just occurring to me is that the one publication that comes down to us of music with the written out ornamentation that we know these women performed are the madrigals for 1, 2, and 3 sopranos by Luzzasco Luzzaschi, who Laurie mentioned earlier as having been in charge of the Musica Secreta for a while. Interesting, they're published 20 years after the Musica Secreta was flourishing. Who's to say that those ornaments that are written out were not actually improvised originally by the women themselves? So although the madrigals are published by the name Luzzasco Luzzaschi, they could well have been combination of input from all of the performers. So in that sense, I think we could say that they are partly compositions by the ladies.
Tell us what we're going to listen to next.
Well, from the 1601 Luzzasco Luzzaschi madrigals for 1, 2, and 3 sopranos, and again, I have to point out these were probably written and being performed in the 1580s, there's one spectacular piece, Occhi del pianto mia cagione, which is written for 3 high sopranos and a written out harpsichord part, not just written in polyphonic lines, but actually written out to be played on an instrument. So quite unlike anything else from the time.